for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday evening, May the 23rd, 1997. Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the teacher of the evening.
Rough waters ahead, saith the Lord. Know that trouble is coming up on the earth, and darkness shall cover the earth, and yea, even the people. But know at that time I shall rise upon thee. Yea, I shall rise upon thee with my power, with my healing power, with my delivering power. Yea, for when the enemy comes in like a flood, I shall truly lift up a standard against him. Fear not those things thou shalt see, and thou shalt hear. For the greater one dwells in thee, and the greater one shall bring thee through. For I am with thee, saith the Lord. I am purifying thee. Yea, buy of me that gold tried in the fire, and thou shalt truly be my son, saith the Lord.
That was good instruction Norman gave a while ago. Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for this night together, Lord. You brought us together here for a purpose. We thank you, Lord, we're in your will. We believe, Lord, that there is a mandate for all of us to be here in this meeting. We thank you for what we've seen and heard in this meeting so far. We thank you for every speaker, everyone that will minister, Lord, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, we bless your ministers. We bless your people. And we ask that you would help us tonight. Without you, we're nothing. We submit to the Holy Spirit. Lord God, without you, we cannot do anything, say anything, Lord, without your power. We need you tonight, and we ask it in Jesus' name. And we all said,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. You know, I really enjoyed the word our brother brought this morning. How many enjoyed Brother Deem's word this morning? Give the Lord a good hand. How many enjoyed Sister Coffee and Brother Coffee this afternoon? Their message. Hallelujah. How many enjoyed Brother Jack? Amen. Praise God. I was going to share on false prophets. You were sharing that. Lord, give me a word this morning on that. I don't know if we'll get into it or not or go another direction. But how many know there's a lot of false prophets in the land? How many has ever met a false prophet? Amen? They're in the land. How many believe that? And you know, brethren, a false prophet will exalt himself. I mean, no true prophets will always point people to Jesus, not to themselves. If they point to themselves, come on, it's a false one. Can you say amen? Number two, false prophets are after your money. Now, we all need money, don't we? We all have to have money to live on. We know that, and we're not against money itself. But how many know a false prophet has a love for money? There's a difference in money and a love for it, isn't there? I may believe that there's a root called covetousness. Amen? And thirdly, how many know that a false prophet has a large following? A false prophet usually has a large following. Hallelujah. How many know Balaam's problem was money? Isn't that right? He loved the gold, he loved the silver. Some like the gold, the gals, and the glitter. Isn't that right? Come on, don't shout me down. You know it's true. Amen? And how many know a false prophet is well spoken of? Look in Luke 6. Let's just start there. And Luke chapter 6. Are you all right, Mildred? Are you all right? Praise God. Here, somebody give her this water. Give Mildred this water here, Brother Ronnie. Praise God. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Thank you, David. And verse 26. Let's see what Jesus said about the false prophets. He said, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." So the false prophets are well spoken of in the land. And they're well spoken of in the church. But I want to tell you, the true prophets are hated even in the church. Did you hear what I said? True prophets are hated even by people, so-called people of God many times. Isn't that right? So I want to go over this again. They exalt themselves. They love money. They have a large following. And they also are well spoken of. Now, tell me what the kingdom of God is in Romans chapter 14. Somebody tell me. Righteousness. Come on, Ronnie. Peace. And joy where? In the Holy Ghost. All right. A false prophet. I mean, no, a true prophet. Well, Jesus was a true prophet. Hallelujah. And we know that he is righteousness, he is peace,
right.
And he is our joy. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Now, a false prophet is moving in unrighteousness. Isn't that right?
Right?
A false priest moves not in true peace, but he moves in confusion. Come on now. A false king, himself, is not moving and ruling and reigning by the Spirit of God. He's ruling by his own power. Isn't that right?
Right.
Hallelujah. Now, how many believe that when a prophet speaks, he speaks for God?
Right.
A true prophet speaks for God. Isn't that right?
Right.
A false prophet speaks for himself.
Amen.
I mean, a true priest brings people to God.
Amen.
False prophet brings people to themselves. Can you hear what I'm saying? Brethren, anything that exalts ourselves, lifts us up, draws men to us, is wrong and is false.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Now, let's go to another scripture here, if you will, please. Let's go over to Matthew 24. Sister was there this afternoon. I enjoyed that word that she brought. And how many know there is a beast at the feast and liar for the fire? And that's in us.
Yes.
There is a beast in us. There's a beast nature. And there's also beastly powers that's against you and me. How many believe that?
Amen.
You believe that Paul fought with the beast at Ephesus? Well, how many know some beast over Hot Springs?
Amen.
Three times I've come into this city, just got up to the live here where that Ramadian used to be, the old Ramadian, and my legs, I get hit in my legs. The last three times I've hit this city, that's happened to me. How many know there's some devils over this city? Come on now.
Amen.
Huh? There's some principalities and powers over the city. Amen. And a lot of other cities. Come on now. Matthew 24. Look at verse 11. What does it say?
Many.
And many false prophets.
How many?
Many.
Many.
Many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Notice, many false prophets are deceiving many. And because iniquity or lawlessness or rebellion shall abound or be multiplied, the love of many shall wax cold. How many believe that false prophets, transference of spirits coming from the false prophets, cause rebellion to increase in the people of God?
Amen.
Having seen that. And Jesus said at the end of the age, this would happen. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Is it happening?
Yes.
Let's read it again. He said, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Those that once loved the Lord are waxing cold. They were hot, but now they're cold. They love, but now, how many know they can turn to hate? Can you say amen? But in the midst of that, look at verse 14. But this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, even Hot Springs. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on, Guatemala, wherever. Shall be preached where? In all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Hallelujah. How many believe we're moving towards the end? How many believe it? Now turn to Revelation 11 just a second. Hallelujah. I really appreciate the ministers that are here this time. Brother Ronnie, his wife and others, all the ministers here. How many know it's good to get with the ministers of God and the people of God? Amen. In chapter 11... Now, the Lord, I felt, spoke something the other day to me. He said obedience and rebellion in the first two verses. Look at verse 1. And there was given to me a reed like unto a rod, and an angel stood saying, rise and measure the temple of God. How many know human hands can do that? Amen. How many know only God can measure the true temple? Now, how many believe that the measurement, we're not measuring one another, as our brother quoted this morning, but the measurement is, let's go to Ephesians. Look in Ephesians 4, and hold your place in Revelation. You got to have some fingers here tonight. Okay, Revelation 4, verse 11. It said in Ephesians 4, 11, he gave some apostles, and notice, and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and I like the word shepherds better, and teachers for, here's why, the perfecting or the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until, time word, we all come, let's say that, till we all come, hallelujah, where are we coming to? It is in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure. Here it is now. The measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. How many want to come to that full stature of Christ? How do we do that? By apostles, prophets, teachers, shepherds, and evangelists. How many know this represents the apostle? The thumb. This is the prophet, the index finger. Amen. The finger pointer. The evangelist, of course, and then this is the middle finger. And then this ring finger is the shepherd. And how many know that there's a vein ring runs from this finger to the heart?
That's right.
And how many know the qualification of shepherds? Not here, it's in the heart.
Yes.
And then the little finger is the teacher. Or said this way, the apostle is the mind of Christ revealed to the body. The prophet is the mouthpiece revealed to the body. Amen. The evangelist is the very heart of God revealed to the body. The shepherd are the eyes that's revealed to the body. And the teacher are the hands that train. Said another way, the apostle governs. I may believe this, we need some government in the church. In every local church, amen, we need government, God's government. Isn't that right? Secondly, the prophet guides. The prophet, the word of the Lord, guides and directs us at times. And thirdly, the evangelist gathers. I mean, know that God gathers people together in evangelism meetings. Isn't that right? And then the shepherd guards. And then the teacher grinds. So we're going to do a little grinding tonight. Hallelujah. By the help of the Lord. Amen? And you know that teacher can get in. It's that little finger gets in the ear. Amen? Gets all that wax out. I mean, a teacher will get in your ear if you'll listen. Amen? Teaching will challenge your will if you will listen to the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? All right, so we see. Let's go back to chapter 11. We see in chapter 11, verse 1, that somebody's being measured. Now, let's see who they are. He said here in chapter 11, verse 1, rise, measure the temple of God. How many know the temple's not two people? It's not 20 people or 50 people. How many? I don't know how many's in this great temple. But the Lord knows, doesn't he? He said, rise and measure this temple. Hallelujah. Then what else did he say? And the altar, that's that place of sacrifice, dedication, obedience, and worship. And them that worship therein. So the temple people are those who are worshipers. Can you hear what I'm saying? And I believe all that's really in the true temple of God want true worship and will move into true worship with God. Not just while we're in church. Come on. Wherever we are. Isn't that right? And so God is measuring us. Of course, by His divine nature, by those fivefold ministries, as we submit to them, to the Christ in them, not to their flesh, but to Christ in them, then God is doing a work on all of us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And I believe every apostle that God has, we need to hear Christ in that apostle. Don't you, apostles? Same with prophets and teachers and shepherds and evangelists. And so there's obedience in verse 1. Then in verse 2, look at verse 2. He said, the court, this outer court that's without the temple, so something's outside of the temple, leave it out, measure it not. Now, these are those who are in rebellion. They don't want apostles. They don't want prophets. Come on. They don't want shepherds and teachers and evangelists in any way to tell them what to do. Because they're not measured here. Can you say amen? How many want to get measured tonight? Be obedient and submissive to Christ in those ministries. Amen. To Christ. Then he said, notice, leave it out, measure it not, it's given to the Gentiles, the heathen, the nations. And the holy city, what kind of city is it supposed to be?
Holy.
Shall they tread underfoot, how long, brethren?
40
and 2 months. How many believe that this has not happened yet? I don't believe it's happened. I know some preachers put it all in the past. And how many know things have happened in the past?
Yeah.
Things have come to pass, in the past, hallelujah. But how many know we're coming to a place where we're going to see a great fulfillment even yet of things to come? And I believe that God is allowing the great tribulation to come up on the face of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
And how many know people's going to be tested and tried, and God's preparing the people. Now, somebody asked me, what is the sign of the great tribulation? The sign of the great tribulation is God's people who's let Christ come forth in them in His fullness, stand up in the earth, and they will do the works of Jesus. When we see the works of Jesus once again in fullness, I mean, thank God for what we see today.
Yes.
We can't do anything. We can't get there yet until we do. Come on, the first works. Isn't that right?
Amen.
I mean, thank God for deliverance.
Yes.
And all that God's doing. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. We're coming to that fullness when we see the fullness in the people rising up in power, the full power of God,
throughout the earth will know the tribulation is here. One man one time had a vision of the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Another man over here had another vision of the great tribulation. And they both began to preach. And they were both right. Because in the greatest time of darkness, the greatest power of God will be here on the earth.
That's right. That's right.
How many believe that? Why do we see God beginning to move now? I'll tell you why. Because evil's increasing. But God's increasing greater. Come on, amen? Because where sin abounded, come on, grace did much more abound. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting excited now. Praise the Lord. Now look at verse 3. I will give power to my two martyrs, my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. This is 3.5 years. I know some teach the tribulation 7 years, but I don't believe it. It's 3.5 years. The worst part. Now, we're in tribulation today. How many believe you're in some tribulation right now? Amen. Some fire you're going through. And I believe I am too. And other brethren here like Norman. But I believe the real tribulation that we're talking about is 3.5 years. But we're coming up. Tribulation is leading us up to, come on, the great tribulation. How many know Jesus is going to see some people through? Come on, amen. Amen. How many believe that? Amen. So look at verse 3 now. He said, I will what? Give power to my two martyrs, my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. And I don't teach those as two men. Those are two companies. Now turn to Zechariah 4. Zechariah 4, they can't be two men. It's going to be worldwide. I mean, no, the temple's not two men. Come on, the temple is worldwide. Hallelujah. I used to believe that and preach that. I don't want to sound dogmatic, but I just don't believe they're two men. Now, Zechariah 4, look at verse 10. Zechariah 4, we see these two prophets here. And God said in verse 10, who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice that she shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. That's those seven eyes. How many know that's that fullness we're talking about? Our brother mentioned it this morning. But that fullness is coming to his church. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Amen. Now, I want to tell you something. None of us have moved into that fullness. Don't be deceived and think you have. We haven't. But I want to see it, don't you?
Amen.
I want to see it in the church of Jesus Christ. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Now, look at what he says. He says, which run to and fro throughout the whole earth. Then answered I and said to him, what are these two olive trees? And how many know what do you get from the olive tree? Come on. And what's olive oil a picture of? Come on. The Holy Spirit. All right. Upon the right side of the church or the candlestick, and upon the left side of the church or the candlestick. Amen?
Yes.
And I answered again and said to him, what be these two olive branches which through, notice, the two golden pipes? Now here you got golden oil, golden candlestick, and golden pipe. Let me say that again. Golden candlestick, golden pipes, and golden oil.
Yes.
How many believe that's God's nature? Flowing into the church. Do you believe that? Now, how many know we cut off the prophet's ministry, we cut off fresh revelation to the church of Jesus Christ. And I believe this is a prophetic ministry God is raising up around the world. Hallelujah. How many thank God that he's doing that? Amen. True prophetic ministries that God is going to speak through. How many know there's not just one prophet in the land?
Amen.
Come on, or one apostle in the land.
That's right.
Now, if there's one close by, go hear him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. But there's just not one. Come on, God's raising up others, isn't he?
Yeah.
But notice here it says, and I answered again and said to him, what be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? How many know you can't empty yourself till you full up with God? And how many know that we all need to empty out to somebody? And let me tell you, you don't choose who you're going to empty out to, do you? God does the choosing. Because if in our flesh we have some people we just ignore, we wouldn't ignore, empty out anything. Come on. But God knows who we're to empty out to. Can you say amen? Then he said something else. And these are great bowls of oil. This is not just little bowls. These are big bowls I see here. Now look at verse 13. He answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. I don't know who these are. Most of the people in the church don't know who these are. You say, who are these people? Let me tell you who they are. This simple little answer. They are the Word and the Spirit in a people. How many know it's the Father and the Son in us by the power of His Holy Spirit? Amen? Then look at the last verse. Then He said, these are the two anointed ones that stand. Hallelujah. Anybody want to stand? Having done all to stand, stand. Amen?
Yes.
Having overcome all, stand, actually. Then He said, these are the two anointed ones that stand. And let's see where they're standing. By the Lord of the whole earth. Which means no religious or fleshly activity. Now, in the Hebrew, it doesn't say that. In the Hebrew, it says, these are the two sons of fresh oil. Fresh oil. I mean, oh, again, we need some freshness in the church. We need fresh oil in the church of Jesus Christ. Do you believe that? Amen. Now, go to Isaiah just a minute, chapter 26. Let's see what we must do here. I'm just going to let the Lord lead me, okay? Praise God. I got notes, but I'm not bound to notes. Amen? I like notes because I learn, and I write things down. But I'm not bound to them. And Isaiah, I think, is 26, verse 20. Isaiah 26, 20. The Lord said, the prophet said, come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers. Now, this is what Jack was speaking of last night, the Lord gave him, when he saw the tidal wave. Remember that? Come, my people, into thy chambers. Let me know that's the prayer closet. And shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself. Hide thyself. That means we better be discerning of the times. Come on. And knowing the time that we better be in that prayer closet. Amen. How many know we should be there every day? But there are some things coming upon the earth. And because they're coming, we better stay in that closet for a period of time. Amen. Who can back me up on that? Amen. Now notice. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. There's going to be great death and destruction. How many believe that when Jesus comes?
Amen.
And even before Jesus comes, there's going to be a lot of death and destruction. Now turn to Revelation. Chapter 7. Let's just go look at this in chapter 7 as we're flipping through the scriptures. The last scripture of chapter 6. We'll look at that last verse, then go into chapter 7 for just a couple minutes here. Revelation 6, and look at verse 17. I just preached a message recently on the sixth seal. I believe God's about ready to open the sixth seal. And how many know that when God opens the sixth seal, if you've ever said it, God's going to shake the earth. And let me tell you what God's bringing down. He's bringing down the pride of man. He's bringing down the pride of man. Haughtiness, come on, arrogancy, all those things that's lifted itself up against God. God is going to bring it down. Amen? How many know the Lamb's opening those seals, those mysteries of God? Amen? And as I went into that, I saw a lot of things new that I hadn't seen before. And it says there was a great earthquake when that sixth seal was opened. It's not just the ground out here shaking. Listen, God's going to shake everything that's going to be shaken. Can you? How many believe that?
Amen.
He's shaking the heavens. He's shaking the earth.
Amen.
But the glory of this latter house is going to be greater, come on, than the former. Do you believe that?
Yes.
He didn't say the house would be greater. He said the glory of the latter house will be greater than the former. You know where that's fulfilled at? Revelation 12, 1. That woman clothed with the sun. That glory has come into her. Hallelujah, that Haggai I spoke of there in chapter 2. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. Look in chapter 6, verse 17. The great day of His wrath is come. Now, we're not appointed to wrath, are we, brethren? No, the wicked are. But it says, the great day of His wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? Question mark. Well, I'll tell you, we're not in Christ, we won't stand. Those that are in Christ, those that are moving in the Spirit and living in Christ in the Spirit will be able to stand. Chapter 7, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. And I believe there's four natural corners of the earth. But I also believe there's four corners to my earth. Come on. My mind, my will, my emotions, and my desires. And have you know man has the capability and the power now tonight to destroy mankind? And how many know that there's devils in Russia and China, as well as our nation and other nations, that will like to annihilate and destroy humanity tonight? Come on, amen? But God won't let that happen until He seals His people. Hallelujah. How many believe that? The flood could not come until Noah sealed that ark. And once that ark was sealed, God said, it's coming. Hallelujah. And once God seals His people, the judgments of God are going to come upon the land. But God will protect us as we walk with Christ. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. So he said, notice they were holding the four winds of the earth. The east, the west, the north, and the south winds. That the wind should not blow upon the earth. Now there's earth out there in the natural, but how many know this is earth right here? How many has had any wind blowing on your earth lately? Come on. There's God's wind. We want that, don't we? But the enemy also comes at us at times. But this is winds of judgment. How many know there's certain bombs that go off that have winds with them? Amen. That destroy things, okay? I forget what they're called now. Was it neutron? I don't know. Okay, let's go on. Notice, should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Now, that's the natural sea, but sea is what else is the sea? Come on. Sister talked about it today. What's the sea? It's a people. It's humanity. Devil wants to destroy humanity, doesn't he? Nor any tree. There's natural trees out here, but we're also, come on, trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified, right? Hallelujah. Then he said, notice, after the four angels, I saw another angel. That means that four and five. Come on. One and four. I went to school too. It's five, isn't it? I saw another angel. Now notice, here's another angel, but he's ascending. He's not coming down, Brother Ronnie. He's coming up. Hallelujah. I mean, this is a minister angel. Five is grace, but it's also ministry. I saw another angel ascending from the east. The east where the sun comes up. It's where light is. And this angel is bringing light. Hallelujah. How many believe God's messengers are bringing light by the power of the Holy Spirit upon God's word? Amen? And by His Spirit. Amen? I saw this angel ascending from the east having the seal, notice, of the living God. How many know that's life? God's sealing us with life. How many believe that? And what else? And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth, and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till, notice that little word till, until. We, look at that word, that angel is a we. We have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. God's using a ministry, isn't he? That's Isaiah, turn to Isaiah 9. Let's go there. Ezekiel 9. Ezekiel 9. Here we see this ministry. Ezekiel chapter 9. Ezekiel 9. And in verse 1, it says, he cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. Behold, six men. Now, what's the number of man tonight? Six. Let me tell you, destruction is coming from man. Six is the number of man. Notice, he said, six men came from the higher gate, which lies towards the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And how many know today you got to upgrade all the weaponry? It's not just a little sword out here, isn't it? Come on, we got nuclear power, we got bombs, we got all kind of, things that will destroy mankind. Isn't that right? We have to upgrade those things. And so he saw here that these six men, they were coming, with a slaughter weapon in their hand. And one man was among them. Notice, that was clothed with what? What's he clothed with? Come on. Linen with a rider's ink horn by side. Now, hold your place, go to Revelation 3. Let's see who this is. Revelation 3. Hallelujah. Revelation 3, look at verse 1. The angel of the church in Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. How many know that's deception, thinking you're alive when you're dead? Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. You can do something about it. How many know prayer life? If we're dying, we can get it with God. Come on and get life back in us. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, how many know that means to chase away sleep, I will come on thee as a thief. Now he's talking to the church here. And thou shalt not know what hour will come upon thee. Now look at verse 4. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not what? Come on. Yeah. defile or soil their garments. They shall walk with me in white, for they, those that are in white, are worthy. Next verse. Now look at the next verse. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. Hallelujah. Amen. Now back in Ezekiel. Back in Ezekiel, this one has linen on it, clothed with linen. How many know that's righteousness? Revelation 19. You see, the bride is clothed with righteousness, or literally the righteous deeds of the saints. And I told you last night, those that were here, there's a difference in the garment of salvation and the robe. How many know that when you come to Jesus, it was by His blood, it was nothing you've done, nothing I've done, it was purely by Him. Amen? But then from there, there are works of God in the Spirit. Amen? And there is an attainment. There is overcoming to come in and have that robe put on. As I was going to preach on that tonight, but I just didn't feel led to get into it. But there's a lot there. Hallelujah. How many know, one, you're a baby, and the other, you're becoming a son. Amen? How many know, when that prodigal came home, the father put a robe upon him? How many want the robe? You've got the garment. Praise God. But there's a robe. That's that in-work righteousness. Hold your place. Look in Psalms 45. Hallelujah. I told you you'll have to have some fingers. Psalms 45. Not that you can use Diana's fingers. Psalms 45. Look at verse 9. King's daughters were among the honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen, notice, in gold of Ophir. That's God's nature. Now look at verse 11. I'm just skipping over. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy Lord. Worship thou him. Then look in verse 13. The king's daughter is all glories. But where is this glorification at? Come on. It's within. Christ in us is that hope of glory, isn't it? Amen. Notice, she's all glories within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. Buy me gold tried in the fire and white raiment, he said over there in Revelation 3 to the last church. Now look at verse 14. She shall be brought. I mean, thank God he's bringing us somewhere. I know where we're going tonight, don't you? We're going to the king. Hallelujah. Amen. She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. I mean, all needle is what you work with the fingers. Amen. You women know what a needle is, don't you? Amen? How many know that God's got a ministry that's sticking us tonight?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's right.
Somebody said he knows how to stick you, when to stick you, where to stick you. Amen? You know why? Because the ministers are being stuck too, aren't they? How many believe that? And God's doing a work, isn't he? God's doing a work. But it's an in-work righteousness. It's a work of God within us. Can you say amen? All right, back to Ezekiel. So he said in verse 2, Ezekiel 9, he said, when these six men came, right among, with that slaughter weapon, one man was among them. How many believe God's raising up a man?
Yes.
Amen. We've had men who exalted themselves, you know. God's given them a ministry, but they built their kingdom. Come on. They've exalted themselves, but I tell you, the big man ministry's over. Amen. I said it's over. I don't care what we see on the television. Or the radio. In fact, every man of God, listen, they started right probably on the television. I started right. Amen? Most of them. But how many know man builds his own kingdom? And when he starts going for the money, come on, and going for the crowd, how many know he's in for a fall? And every man on the television that's for himself, that's building his kingdom, and getting money out of people the wrong way, I guarantee he'll fall in this end time. He'll fall. Look in Revelation. Hold your place. Look at Revelation 12. Let's go there. I'll show it to you. Revelation 12. Revelation 12. I don't want to fall. Do you?
No,
and we need to pray for those who have fallen. Come on.
Yeah.
And those that will yet fall. And pray that we don't fall. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
God help us. Chapter 12 of Revelation. Look at verse 4. 3. There appeared another sign in heaven. Now, he'd already seen the church, the bride. Now he sees another sign in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and 10 horns. And 7 crowns upon his head. Verse 4, his tail.
Come on now.
Now that tail, Isaiah 9 said, it is the prophet who teaches lies.
It
is the lies of prophets that's going to cause this apostasy and many people to fall. Let's look at it. His tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. And we know that these are men and women who've lived in the heavenlies. I'm not talking about eons of time. I mean, the devil fell back then, all some of his angels. I'm talking about the end of the age. His tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, did cast them to the earth, the carnal realm. Notice, and the dragon stood before the woman. Now, he's not after the woman here, although he's standing before her. He wants the man child. He wants those overcomers. And so he stands before the woman, it says in verse 4? Yeah. Which was ready to be delivered, to devour, eat up her child as soon as it was born. And this birthing is the birthing in the soul. Hallelujah. I mean, we've been saved in our spirit. Now God wants to save us in our soul. Amen? And so, at this time of the bride bringing forth a man-child, it said, brethren, the stars begin to fall out of the heavenlies into the earth. And how many know that's already happening? How many know God's working on a bride tonight to bring forth a man-child, the overcomers? That's happening tonight. And yet we know the warfare is happening here that he's talking about. Amen? And yet the falling away, the apostasy, is also happening at the same time. Amen? So, brethren, it behooves us to stay close to God. Amen? To live for God and to live in prayer, to live in the Word, and to stay in fellowship with the brethren. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to Ezekiel chapter 9. So, we see one man among them in verse 2. Was clothed with linen, and a rider's inkhorn by his side. And they went in, notice, and stood beside the brazen altar. So something's going to be judged. Isn't that right? Brass speaks of judgment. How many believe that judgment has started at the house of God? But it's going to increase and increase and increase. Amen? And how many know if we judge ourselves, we'll not be judged? If we'll judge ourselves, brethren, we shall not be judged. Amen? That's why we need to go and live a lifestyle of repentance before God, all of us. Verse 3. And the glory of the God of Israel was gone up from the cherub. I want you to notice, the glory lifted. The glory lifted. But how many thank God the glory is in us tonight? And it's increasing, and it's increasing, and it's increasing. How many believe it? Hallelujah. I remember Bill and I were in Plano, Texas one night, and Bill was leading worship, and all I looked up and I saw the smoke come in the room and fill that whole room where we were. How many want to see that smoke of God? How many want to see the cloud of the Lord come in? Where we'll all be on our face before God. No one will be preaching. Come on, amen. No one will be singing. Amen? But we'll be on our face before God because the cloud will fill the temple. Can you say amen? Anybody want to see that? Anybody want to experience it? Amen. I believe it will happen. Praise God. I believe the time will happen, the man will be preaching, and all of a sudden he's gone. I mean, God's going to take some out in the spirit of the flesh, just like he did Philip. Philip just wasn't in the spirit. He was in the spirit, all right, but he's also transported in his body, wasn't he? I mean, God's going to do that too. Amen. Oh, yeah, he is. This army God's raising up, he's going to transport the army from nation to nation. Hallelujah. Border to border. Amen. People to people. God's going to do it when it's the time. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I want to see that. How many know he wants to clean us up tonight? He wants to clean us up. Amen. We need to get all the junk out of us. I know there's a lot of sonship groups don't believe you need deliverance. But I'm here to tell you, I believe we need deliverance. I've experienced some in my life. I need more. And how many know we all need some tonight? I was in London recently, and when I was there, I began to get deliverance. And I said this last time I was here, I think. And really, some things were coming out of me. And I was getting kind of loud. And I was afraid he was going to wake the guy up next door. Well, he snored all night long and kept me awake. So next time, I won't worry about it. But we all need some deliverance. Amen? Hallelujah. Look in Obadiah just a second, and I'll come back here. I'm just jumping tonight, I guess. That's all right. Obadiah. How many know where that's at? It's just one little chapter. Ronnie, tell me where it's at, would you? Oh, I got it. Okay, Obadiah. Obadiah, verse 17. Notice what the Lord says here, brethren. But upon Mount Zion. You know that Zion is the seventh letter of the Hebrew? How many know there's Israel, there's Jerusalem, and yet in Jerusalem was Zion. And how many believe that there's a 30-fold, there's a 60, and there's a 100? And God wants us to come to Zion. How many know when David took Zion, he had to kick the Jebusites off of it? And how many know we're going to go to Zion, we're going to have some enemies to fight? All of us. But upon Mount Zion shall be what? Come on. Deliverance. So we're going to be a son, If we're coming up into that realm of Mount Zion, you're not going to get there, hallelujah, without deliverance. Amen? Amen. First being submitted to it, as well as minister deliverance to the people. Can you say that? Amen. All right, now notice. And then he said there shall be holiness. Yes. You know, we try to get holy without deliverance. It will never work.
Right.
How many believe that? They go together. Deliverance and holiness. Then he says, the house of Jacob shall possess their possession, their inheritance. It's one thing to know what you got. It's another thing to walk into it, right?
I
mean,
though
Moses saw the land, Joshua walked into the land. I mean, a lot of people that teach the overcoming message see, but they don't walk. I'll tell you, it's no good. One thing to see, but you got to start walking. Come on, amen? How many believe it? When the head, Jesus, came 2,000 years ago, amen? And then now his body's rising up. I mean, his body's got to walk into some things. Got to walk in some things. Praise God. As the head walked. Amen. Now he said here, that in verse 18, the house of Jacob shall be a fire, the house of Joseph a flame, and the house of Esau for stubble, that's the flesh, and shall kindle them in them and devour them, and there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, which is the flesh, for the Lord hath spoken it. And how many know God is dealing with our flesh? There's some problems we have that are not demons. It is our flesh.
That's right.
A lot of it. And other times, come on, we know it's demonic powers. And how many, the more you open up to the flesh, the more demonic powers you open up to.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Now look at verse 21. And saviors, which means deliverers, saviors shall come upon Mount Zion. Why are they coming upon Mount Zion? To judge the flesh. To judge old Esau. God said, Jacob I love, but Esau I hate. God hates that flesh man. It's hostile to God. It hates God, isn't it? It opposes God. And the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Now, let's go to Revelation 14. Revelation 14. Hallelujah. How many still with me? How many still got some fingers left? Okay. Revelation 14, John said, I looked and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion. Where's he at? I mean, there's somebody there to meet you. There's somebody there to meet you, brother, and it's a lamb. I mean, his name is Jesus. There's a lamb company here. There's a Zion people. There's a first fruit here in this chapter. And he said, with him, notice, and with him. Oh, glory. Not apart from him, with him. Now, let's see this in the scripture. Turn to, hold your place, go to Revelation 17. Norman, you getting these notes down? All these scriptures down? Okay, Revelation 17. Hallelujah. How many thank God for his word tonight? His word is wonderful, isn't it? Revelation 17, verse 14. I won't go in the background concerning the 10 kings and all those that oppose the Lord, but in verse 14, these shall make war with the Lamb. Let me ask you a question. Where's the Lamb at tonight? Is he in us tonight?
Yes.
Sure he is. Is he in you tonight?
Yes.
All right. Notice, it says in this verse, brethren, these shall make war with the Lamb. All right, if the Lamb's in war, that means you're going to be in war.
That's right.
Come on, amen?
Amen.
All right, now notice, and the Lamb shall overcome them.
Hallelujah.
I mean, are the overcomers in us tonight?
Hallelujah.
For he is Lord of lords, King of kings. Now look at this. For they that are with him are called, chosen, and are faithful. Turn to Revelation 20. Then look at verse 4, 5, and 6. Now, I'm just throwing these things out. There's so much you could stop and preach at every place. Chapter 20, verse 4. And I saw thrones. Now, Daniel says the same thing in chapter 7. I saw thrones, and they sat upon them. And judgment. Now, this is what Jack spoke about last night. Judgment was given to them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast. Somebody will say no to that beast system. How many know that that beast, there's a spirit of the beast in the land? She talked about it today. Isn't that right? But there's a beast in the church that we've got to deal with. Come on, amen. Which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Now look at verse 5. But the rest of the dead,
come on,
lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is what? The first resurrection. Man, how many want to be in that first one? Hallelujah. You don't want no part in the next one. Now, verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in this first resurrection. On such the second death, which is the lake of fire, hath no power. But they shall be priests of God. Now look at this. Now watch this. And of Christ. And shall reign with him. How long?
1,000 years.
1,000 years. Hallelujah. They shall reign how long?
1,000 years.
1,000 years. Praise God. But there's another. I'm missing my point here. It's those that are with him. What verse is that? Hallelujah. They live and reign with Christ. Verse 6. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, and such the second hath no power. But they shall be priests of God on Christ and shall reign. Yeah, here it is. With him. They shall reign with him. So in chapter 14, there's a lamb company on Mount Zion with him.
That's right.
Those in chapter 17, those that overcome the beast, hallelujah, those people are called chosen people. They're with him. And here, those in the first resurrection, they are with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I mean, they want to be with him tonight.
Amen.
Now back to chapter 14. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 14. Praise you, Lord. I'd like to get on TVN and teach this.
Yeah.
I really would.
Hallelujah.
I doubt if they let me on there too long, but I'd love to get on there and try it. Hallelujah. Get Norman, bring up Norman behind me to preach deliverance.
Hallelujah.
I may know we need some deliverance through the television, too. Come on, amen. Praise God. Verse 2. Now notice verse 2. I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, as the voice of great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers. Notice, harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song. You know that song is about the Lord?
Amen.
How many know that? How many believe that?
Amen.
I can show you scripture on it. But it says in this verse, no man can learn that song. Hallelujah. I don't care if you went to a Bible college. How many know you can't give yourself a revelation?
Right.
How many believe the Holy Ghost? No one can give us revelation.
Right.
How many thank God he's got all revelation?
Yeah.
Amen. That's from Jesus. And it says no man can learn that song. We can't learn it by books. We can't learn it by, because we want to learn it. It's got to come by revelation. But the 144,000 and 4,000, and those are not Jehovah's Witnesses.
Come on now.
Come on. They're his witnesses. Amen. All right. Which were redeemed from, come on, the earth. The earth, the earth, the earth. Not just one area, the earth. And that is a symbolical number, I believe, and I teach that. These are they which were not defiled with women, the harlot church, for they are virgins, they are the wise virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men. Being what, brethren? The first fruits, those that come to maturity or fruition first. And how many know if you come to that, there's a great responsibility on you?
Amen.
Come on, amen. The first fruits of God unto the Lamb. Now, God showed me three areas over overcoming. There are those that will be overcome. There are those who will literally be overcome. Now, how many know there's some things in our life we've been overcome before we got up and overcome some things? How many can testify to that? Well, some of you didn't raise your hand. I know it's not true. I mean, no, there's some things in your life that overcome you, and now by the grace of God, you've overcome some of those things. Isn't that right? And so there's a people that literally will be overcome. We saw them right there in Revelation chapter 11, verse 2, where they were actually trampled down. The outer court's going to be trampled down. The outer court, sin and self. There's a lot of things I could go and talk about there. And then there's, in Revelation 12, let's turn there. Here's the group that's overcoming. Praise God. And I'm not saying any of us are in the full overcoming group yet, but here's a group that's overcoming. Chapter 12. Look at verse 5, first of all. She brought forth what? A man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Now, we know the Lord's going to do that, but this is the overcomers. And I'll tell you why. I mean, Jesus was not caught to the throne when he was born. 33.5 years later, Jesus took the throne. Isn't that right? Amen. This woman here is not Mary. This woman we're talking about here is not natural Israel. I mean, it's the bride of Christ.
Amen.
Bringing forth the overcomers at the end of the age. Now, verse 6. And the woman, the church, the bride, fled into the wilderness.
Where did Jesus go, brethren? I mean, oh, God led him there by the Holy Ghost. No devil made him go there. Come on. No devil drove him there. Jesus was taken there by the Holy Ghost. Who's going to take you in your testing time? Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is going to lead you in your testing time. Amen? Now it said, the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God. God's preparing this place. And how many know it's worldwide? It's not just here in Hot Springs. Come on, it's worldwide, isn't it? That they should, notice the word they, the they are the ones in verse 5, they, the man child, should feed, nourish her there 1,203 score days. So the man child's worldwide because he'll be ministering to the church in her testing time. Isn't that right? He'll be feeding her. How many believe that? All right, so the woman is in the stage of overcoming. And how many know God, many of those will be living when Jesus comes. You believe there's a people living when Jesus comes. Many of those will be living when Jesus comes. Hallelujah. Amen. He's brought them through. Then we see the other group. Amen. Which are actually there in verse 5. I believe the ones that have overcome. And that is, we have not got there yet. There's no one yet who has fully overcome tonight. Except Jesus. How many believe He is our example, our pattern? But God is bringing us that direction. As we submit to deliverance. As we submit to the fivefold ministry. And the Word and the Spirit, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, God is bringing us, isn't He? Anybody want to be a son of God? In reality. Now, we say we're sons, but I mean in reality. Amen? Hallelujah. And so, I believe there are three groups that's moving tonight. One is going to be overcome, one is overcome, and one shall truly actually overcome. Praise God. Now, if you want to be in whatever group you're going to be in, how many know that your will is involved? And if you really want to be, I believe, in those sons and among those as well as myself, I mean, know that we've got to cry out for it. And you know what God will do? He'll put you through the test. He'll put you through the fire. I mean, you want to become the fire. Look in Revelation 11. Look in verse 5. It says, if any man will hurt them. I mean, know they sought to destroy Jesus. And these overcomers here, if any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth. Now we know, as Jack said last night, this is going to be those who move in God, who move by the Spirit. It's not just someone, you know, John and Peter was going to call fire down one time. Remember that? And Jesus rebuked them, said, you don't know what manner of spirit you're of. But there's a time coming in the great tribulation that fire, this is not the fire that you go down to the fairgrounds and see somebody spitting out of his mouth. I mean, this is the anointed word of judgment. Amen? If any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth. And notice the word mouth is singular. I mean, oh, God wants one message, one trumpet, one sound. Amen? One judgment. Call it what you want to. I mean, you can go in some groups, you got 50 messages going every direction. But I believe God's going to bring us into unity in this hour. Are you hearing me? And He says, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devoureth, notice, their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must. How many know we must be born again? Amen. And we must, through great tribulation, enter the kingdom. That's the same word. Here He said, he must in this manner be killed. Now, there's a lot there I won't go into. So, if you want to become the fire, how many know you'll go through fire? Peter warmed himself by the fire. The three Hebrew children were in the fire, but somebody got in the fire with them. If you go through the fire, somebody will get in the fire with you. But if you're going to become the fire, brethren, you'll go through fire. I want to give you a scripture. Look in Isaiah. How long have I been going? Isaiah. I can find this. Chapter 31, maybe. Hallelujah. Chapter 31. All right. Look at Isaiah 31. And look at verse 9. And he shall pass over to his stronghold for fear. His princes shall be afraid of the ensign, saith the Lord, whose fire is in where? His fire is in the sons. His fire is in Zion. Hallelujah. And his furnace is in the bride or in Jerusalem.
Come on now.
Now, how many know that if you got a fire, you need a furnace?
Amen.
And if you got a furnace, come on, you're going to need a fire. Isn't that right?
That's right.
And so God's fire is going to be in Zion. Hallelujah. But how many know that fire is going to also flow into the furnace, or Jerusalem? We see that in Zechariah 4, remember? What was flowing into the candlestick? Come on.
golden oil from God. Revelation 12, the woman is being fed by the man-child. Hallelujah. How many know our God is a consuming fire? Revelation 3 says, come on, let's look at it. I can quote it, but let's go there. I like to show people in the Bible. Hallelujah. Revelation 3, verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich. Now, this is the last church. Thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire. How many of you want the nature of God? You've got to go in the fire. That thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, that the shame of thy nakedness doth not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. And how many know we need some discernment tonight? And perception in the body of Christ. I don't know if this is true, but one man said God told him that men in the body couldn't discern their left hand from their right hand. Well, I tell you, we need some discernment tonight. Because there are false prophets in the land. Come on, amen. There's voices coming from every direction. We didn't know if it's God or it's the devil or it's from us. Come on, amen. And so we truly need, brethren, to hear from God correctly for ourselves and through the ministers that God's using. Amen. I mean, know that false prophets go to the weak ones many times. Isn't that right? The immature. And you know what he does? He injects his poison into those young ones. And then they foam at the mouth and they attack others. Amen. With that same venom or that poison. That transference of spirits. Amen. How many know that a wolf cannot grow any wool? Come on now. He's got false tracks. Amen. And he still smells like a wolf. Amen. But you need a good sheepdog. Hallelujah. That can discern him. Amen. Somebody in the congregation, the leader, somebody needs to discern that spirit. Amen. Because there are false prophets in the land. Hallelujah. Praise God. Any questions here? Let's just shoot. I'll just stop right there. Okay, I got a lot more I'm going to. And I got a question on what we touched on here tonight. And I got a question. It's truly a question by the Holy Spirit. Just let it come forth. Praise God. Anyone? You understand everything we said, right? Okay. Yes. Okay, the 30-fold is the outer court. First of all, there's a scripture in Proverbs about excellent things. That word excellent means threefold things. The outer court speaks to those who are born again, who are truly saved by the blood of Jesus. And many stop there, and that's where the bulk of the church is, right? In the outer court. And then the 60-fold are those who come into the holy place, spirit-filled, gifts of the Spirit, and the fruits of the Spirit begin to grow. And that's Pentecost. You know, there was only one feast that had leaven in it. It was Pentecost.
That's right.
And how many know there's a lot of leaven in the Pentecostal, charismatic, so-called full gospel people? Amen? How many know we've got some leaven in us tonight that needs to go? Amen. And that's the woman in the wilderness, that's the bride, and then the sons, the overcomers, the hundredfold, who will attain to that realm which we have not come to yet. They are rising just like all the others are rising. But how many thank God you're saved tonight in your spirit?
Amen.
And yet God wants to save our soul totally and completely, seal it, and yet the redemption of the body will also come there at the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody else got a question? One? Yes, sir. Well, I think it's worldwide, wherever that is, but I'll tell you, the greatest world lesson I go through is right here.
Right.
In my mind, in my thinking. Come on.
Right.
I went through depression 15 years, and I'm going to tell you, it was a wilderness, brother. And I'm just throwing that out because I went through so much in that area. But it's a worldwide thing. I don't know. I believe, I don't know if God will command. This is what I say. I believe. I believe that the time will come, God will speak to many to move out of the cities. But only God can do that. Don't jump up and run out of the cities tonight just because I said that. I mean, you got to hear the Holy Ghost. A lot of people jumped and run. Come on, it wasn't God. Isn't that right? But I do believe that just like he brought Lot out, come on, and others out, I believe God will speak. And when God speaks, we better move. If it's in the natural, isn't that right? Or if God says, stay where you are, you stay where you are. But don't let fear come in and dominate us. Amen? We've got to hear the Holy Ghost. And just because somebody else hears don't mean you're to go with them. Listen to God. But I do believe when the destruction hits the big cities, God will speak to his people. Like I heard a man say one time, he must have had a vision, but he said it'd be like people going to work, we'll say, I'm just taking Mobile, Alabama, going to work every day, And day after day, and all of a sudden that morning, the Lord speaks to the brethren, and he says, stay home. How many know that could be the day destruction could hit? Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
Obey the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You know, when the bombs went off in Japan and killed all those people, there were two people going up in the mountains. One had just made it behind a great big boulder. Another had not made it. The one who didn't make it was killed. The other man was behind the boulder. He was spared. And at that same time, there was a prayer meeting going on in a particular area in one of the cities. And that morning, they'd always met upstairs. And that morning, some said, let's go down in the basement. And when the bomb went off, they were in the basement, and God protected them. Listen, I don't care what bombs come, what comes, you're where my way. If God can keep us and protect us, it will listen to the Holy Spirit. Can you say amen? Let's stand to our feet. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a good hand. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We love you, Lord. We worship you tonight. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, help us to all grow up in the Lord. Help us to submit to you, Lord Jesus, to your ministries, Father, to deliverance, to healing, whatever we need, Father God. Let us all, Lord, grow and mature in you, Lord. Forgive us, Lord God, when we've been slack in any area of our life, when we've let down the guard, Lord, when we haven't moved in the Spirit and prayed like we should have at times. Lord, forgive us, wash us in your blood, and help all of us, Lord, to march together. Lord, we're in this together. We're not somebody on our own. Lord, we need one another, but more than that, we need you, Lord. Help us tonight, we pray. Open our eyes, Lord Jesus, that we might see truly. In Jesus' name, and we all said,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.